The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We're in a sporting mode here at the Cocktail Nation with the Commonwealth Games kicking off this week. And man, it has been an uphill battle just trying to get the event ready. Good luck to your country, whoever you might be supporting. Mind you, I think just getting out of Delhi might actually be more of a challenge than actually winning medals. Hang on, some news in for my producer, Chris. The Australian swimming team has been spoken to by the head coach. He's warned that the team might have to change their tactics as the pool is leaking. The last lap is likely to be a foot race. And Prince Charles is actively convincing the Queen to visit Delhi. This may be his last chance to become king. Very funny. This week on the show, we check out the latest book from good buddy of the show, Bill Wrights, as we hear about the latest adventures of Bryce Atwell and the World Espionage Bureau. This week, our segment, Ask Coop, tackling grammar, a look at the world of swank with plenty of great parties to attend and events across the world. And a new book out about Marilyn Monroe from the early 50s, around 1953. Incredible pictures. And some sad news on the death of another icon musically. We'll find out about what is going on in the blogosphere as we head on up there, strap on our special breathing apparatus and check out the latest blogs. I've got a very, very cool one for all the beatniks out there. Meantime, from the latest album, Lost in Paradise, the Martini Kings and King's Highway on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
to Tiki Shark. This is the Cocktail Nation.
Nation for Tiki Shark, Waitiki 7 and Simileo from the new album New Sounds of Exotica. Bill Wright's got a new book out right now, Sin City Spy, the continuation of the World Espionage Bureau series. Bill, what kind of trouble is Bryce that we're going to get into this time?
Hey, you never know with him, do you? thanks for having me on the show. I'm coming to you live from Vegas, where we had the official book release party last night. It was out on Fremont Street with the showgirls and everyone there to help promote. A fantastic time. Just want to thank everyone for coming out. It was a party like only Vegas can throw.
Fantastic. And I gather that you're getting good reactions already, because I've just finished the book. And I tell you what, you've kept up the standard. And Bryce, I mean, yeah, constantly getting into trouble. This time, I mean, man, he really cops a whopping this time in the book. I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but he comes off second best, and for a second you think he's not going to make it.
Yeah, I mean, but he's kind of like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps coming back and coming back, and you know, every time I put him in one of these situations, part of me is wondering, how am I really going to get him out?
How are you finding the characters developing? Because people often find, like, after several books that, you know, they discover more and more about the character that they've been forming in their head.
People tell me that they really just relate to Bryce because he says and does things that the rest of us wish we could do. And, you know, people ask me all the time, is Bryce a character based on you? Absolutely not. If, you know, anything, he's who I want to be when I grow up.
You know, one of the things too I find is that I love the commentary on life in Vegas in there. I mean, if you've never been to Las Vegas, just by reading one of these books, you'll learn a whole lot about what to do, what not to do, where to go and where not to go.
Exactly. And this is my second book where the plot unfolds exclusively in Las Vegas, only this time I decided to focus on like the more earthy side of things, thus the title.
Have we got more books planned, man?
Oh, yes. It's a little too early to say what's coming next year, but there are definitely things in the hopper. At the end of this year, though, this is going to be the first year where I actually have two publications. Right after Sin City Spy is released, my first novella, which is called Strip Poker, is coming out. And I've made that announcement already on my blog, but I'm going to give the big news to your listeners first, right here and now. The novella will be available as a free download for the month of November.
Wow.
So for the entire month, I'm going to be offering a richly illustrated work of pulp fiction for free. And we'll have the download link on my blog and website on December 1st. And for those who would like to have it as a paperback, it'll also be available for $5.95.
Okay, now, what's the basis of this novella?
It's very much like the movie Pulp Fiction. It's seven short stories put together out of sequence, but trust me, they all tie in at the end, and if you like the regular World Espionage Bureau series, you'll really love the novella.
Okay, Sin City Spy out right now, the novella coming up for the free download in November. What's the best website to get that free novella from? What's your address for your blog spot?
The best source for everything is just the regular website, worldespionagebureau.com. You can also pick up some stuff on my blog at billrates.blogspot.com.
Excellent. Now, a little while ago, we had Spyfy get together and do the WEB theme, and I thought only appropriate we play that again tonight because I just absolutely love that and just ties in with what we're talking about tonight.
Oh, perfect. I never get tired of hearing that.
Bill, great to talk to you. Make sure you do check out Sin City Spy out right now from Bill Wrights and his Spyfy and the WEB theme on the Cocktail Nation.
CIA denies knowledge of Coop Cooper. meaning he must be an ex-spy.
Cocktail Nation, bringing the world of swank to your lounge room.
Sangria, got that vampire chess. Not in 48 Henry Lamar. Vampire chess. Got the vampire chess. Got that vampire chess.
Neater naughty. Laudanum loudy.
Devil's dowry. Eloise, take it away. Vampire chess. Vampire chess. Vampire chess.
Destination with Machinisa and Vampire Jazz. Oscar Peterson before that in Dreamsville. Sad news this week that singer and actor Eddie Fisher, perhaps best remembered for his string of marriages with Hollywood starlets, has died at the age of 82. He died last Wednesday at his home in Berkeley, California, from complications of a recent hip surgery. He was married to Hollywood icon Elizabeth Taylor from 59 to 64. Fisher had left his first wife, musical actress Debbie Reynolds, to become the fourth of Taylor's eight husbands. Fisher was later remarried, and he was married for 3 years to singer, actress Connie Stevens. In total, he had five marriages in all. The smooth-voiced Fisher was a constant presence in the US pop music charts in the 1950s, and probably his biggest hits, probably one of my favourites, was Anytime. He hosted several successful TV shows during the 50s, and parlayed his musical fame and youthful looks into Hollywood acting roles. One of the best books to read is Eddie in his own words talking about his failed marriages and hanging out with the Rat Pack. It's called Been There, Done That, an autobiography. I read it a few years ago. It's a marvellous, marvellous book. I know that Frank Sinatra admired Eddie for his womanising skills, and Frank just lived around the corner and could actually see Eddie's place, and spoke in several books about the bevy of women that seemed to be constantly flowing in and out of Eddie Fisher's place. He never suffered from lack of libido. Coming up, it's our segment Ask Cube this week, talking about singular and plural language. Right now, Cocktail Angst, Gidget and Martha.
must be the chief. We're on our way, Chief.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Look, fella, I'm a little busy right now. Would you mind calling back later?
Stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely! Amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci. O que é felicidade, meu amor?
Cocktail Nation, Vatiki Shark broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse. The weather warming up very, very nicely here in Sydney. And looking forward to a nice warm summer, which is just around the corner. Astro Gilberto, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. Vibes on Velvet before that. A big hello to Chris Andrew, listening to the show via WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening, man. And news this week to the penthouse that a collection of more than 100 previously unpublished photos of Marilyn Monroe can be seen for the very first time in a new book, Marilyn, August 1953. Just when you think that all the photos of Marilyn Monroe have been taken and put into books, there's another one. It's hard to believe. This one is a digitally restored black and white image book taken from the then 27-year-old Monroe. The photos were shot by John Vakin on assignment for Look magazine. It was taken in Alberta, Canada, where Monroe was filming River of No Return with Robert Mitchum. An injured ankle prevented her from filming, and it allowed him to have several days to shoot the actress. Only three of the photos from the sessions were actually published alongside the October 1953 Look story. The book has just come out and it's going to feature photos of Monroe and her then fiance, baseball legend Joe DiMaggio. It's a wonderful looking book. I've seen some of the pictures already and just absolutely spectacular pictures. If you're a Marilyn Monroe fan, I think you're going to absolutely love this. Will there be any more photos of Monroe? I don't know. Time for our segment, Ask Coop. This one from James in Philly, who writes, "Dear Coop, we have some neighbours whose surname is Proudfoot. Singularly, they are referred to as Mr. and Mrs. Proudfoot. But when they are together, do we refer to them as the Proudfoots or the Proudfeet? Enchanting is how I'd refer to them. They make me think of an adorable married couple with impressive chiseled feet. Maybe hobbit furred, I don't know. But feet a person can be proud of, unlike my own shame feet, all bunioned and archless and cracking at the heels. If their name is Proudfoot, then their name stays Proudfoot in both singular and plural surnaming. Together, they are the Proudfoots, now and always. And that's a formidable couple. Formidable couple that you want on your side, I would think. A sturdy couple who stand tall and upright. A dignified couple that you would want as your friends. Just so you can say to your partner, hey, how about we have the Proudfoots over for dinner on Saturday? I hope that helps. If you have a problem, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Right now, Pete Rugolo and All Star on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation's Coop Cooper. So far out, he's on his way back.
I've said to myself, this affair, it never would go so well. But why should I try to resist when I know so well that I've got you? Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, you fool, you never can win. You your mentality, wake up to reality. For each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, you fool, you ever can. For each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my
Cocktail Nation with Diana Krall, and I've Got You Under My Skin, Esquivel before that, and Limehouse Blues. A note this week from our good friend Will Vahara over at Thrillville, who says that he's putting out another book this year. It's one that he wrote back in 1992. It's called Down a Dark Alley, inspired by a trip to Miami. Now, I believe if you head over to lulu.com, you can actually download this book, and it looks pretty good. He said that it's not nearly as offensive and outrageous as The Mermaid Drowns in the Midnight Lounge, but much more explicit than Chumpy Walnut. He says its creation directly preceded Love Stories Are Too Violent for Me and the Vic Valentine series, which he tells me plans to publish a little bit later as the Vic Valentine casebook next year. But if you'd like to read another book from Will, Down a Dark Alley from 1992, I believe it is available right now via Lulu. Let's take a look at the world of swank now. Mr. Ho's Orchestronica, proud to present a new series of music called Exotica for Modern Living. Now, I believe right now you can actually make your pre-bookings. Check out their website, spaceagebigband.com. October 6, Bring a Tiki to Work Day. October 8, Ricky Derrick. He's going to be playing at the Mansion Bar, Dallas, Texas. Marcus Thorne has a tiki carving workshop, Custom Lane Art Gallery, coming up 9, 10, 16, 17 October. And also October 9 at the Tonga Hut, you can come and celebrate the latest and greatest menu of delicious tiki-inspired drinks that they've just released. Don't forget Mondo Lounge in Vegas coming up October 22 at Mod Miami up in March 3. Brutal 6 next year. Soon we're going to enter the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation, but right now Mark Copeland and Goody Goody on the Cocktail Nation.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody Goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody Goody, you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And he broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? Hey, you're lying awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. I gave mine to you, and he broke it in little pieces. Yeah, how do you do? So you're lying awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. I hope you're satisfied, 'cause you got yours. You got yours.
Coop Cooper, he makes Don Draper seem like a choir boy. The Cocktail Nation.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Cocktail Nation with Mr. Frank Sinatra. The way you look tonight. The sultry voice of Peggy Lee in there as Black Coffee just spins on the turntable. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful voice.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
TheCocktailNation at gmail.com is the email if you'd like to submit a blog to us. We've already had several come through over the last couple of weeks. And maybe it's a blog that you've been reading or a blog you've been writing. Tell me about it and I'll tell the world. This one I came across via Bish's Beats blogspot. It's a very cool beatnik blog, and I've been looking out for some beatnik stuff for a while. This one I think you're going to love. It's called likedreamsville.blogspot.com, and there's even a podcast as well, some very, very cool beat jazz, so check it out. It's pretty good. I'll leave you with Nelson Riddle now and Route 66. Stay hip.
Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, VX.